Hi, I'm Kathy Forsty here at Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri. 30 years of community and songs, and we're doing what we're calling the Hotel Sessions. These are interviews and performances from some of our favorite artists on KC Cafe Radio that's here at the Folk Alliance Conference. And joining me in the room today is John, who's doing audio, and Kathleen, who's taking pictures and correcting me on everything I say. And one of my favorite artists on KC Cafe Radio, one of my favorite people in the world, is Joy Zimmerman. And thank you so much, Joy, for coming by and chatting.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So this is your first Folk Alliance Conference.
It is, yeah.
How are you enjoying yourself so far?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm learning so much and so inspired by all the wide variety of artists and the panelists, too. I'm learning a lot.
Uh-huh. So what panels have you been to so far?
Let's see. This morning I went to the folk DJs, and they would listen to 60 seconds of each song and give their impression. It was fascinating. So that was great. And went to mentoring session yesterday. And let's see. They've all blended together. I'm trying to think what we went to. Oh, we went to the folk DJ, like the networking session, too. So passed out. That was great. And Linda, my manager, went to the house concert one this morning, so gathering lots of information.
And so who are some of the people that you've heard that you've been really impressed with?
Let's say surprises, right? So last night I heard Anne McHugh and did not know her and happened to be in the room, and that was just fascinating. She was awesome. And I think she's Australian and lives now in Nashville. So very impressive singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. Saw Chris Matthews, who I had not seen before. And Tom Prasad Rao, an old friend from Washington, D.C. He used to play house concerts in our living room 25 years ago. So reconnected with him. And just, you know, you happen in a room, and it was just amazing, the Australian stage. There's a gal playing full drum kit, and she's, I think it's her husband, was playing electric guitar with her, and just a fabulous sound. So all kinds of surprises.
Yeah, there's people from all over the world here and playing. Like, there was a global room last night in Century C. Did you make any of those shows?
Yeah, saw the Celtic. Yeah,
the
kids
lady?
Dancing.
Yeah, oh my God.
Wow.
Every kid was under 16 years old,
exactly.
And they were like playing multiple instruments and singing and dancing, and they were just incredible.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the Leahys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of started in music very young on a violin.
Yes.
And so what point in your life did you transition from violin into playing guitar and
about 10 years ago, yeah. Yeah, I decided to pick up the guitar after my son started taking, and it looked like a lot of fun. And I think once I played a chordal instrument, then I just thought, I heard songs in my head, and I started singing. You know, it was kind of one thing led to another, and joined a folk band, and kind of things went from there. So kind of you take the next step and the next step, and here I am.
Mm-hmm. And so when you started songwriting about that time as well, or was it...
Yeah, I probably started playing first. Then maybe a couple years in, you know, it always seemed sort of mysterious. And I thought, well, let's just jump into that. And talked to a few songwriters and went to a few workshops and thought, you know, let me give this a try. And at the time I was learning the guitar and still am. And so you learn a new chord or, you know, you watch a new technique and you throw it in and, you know, hope that everything doesn't sound the same. But yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. And then, you perform as a solo act, you perform as a duo, you perform with a band.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you decide which one of your songs works with those different elements?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think a lot of times it really works to do a mix of originals and covers. Certain crowds, you know, especially house concerts and other listening rooms, you know, they really appreciate the original music, and that's awesome. You can tell stories, and they're up for the stories and the original songs, and then you kind of pepper in covers. Sometimes the percentage varies depending on where you are. Even some of the, you know, hotels and some of the other you know, bigger rooms or bigger full band things, I still get to throw in a few originals, and that's kind of fun. So
yeah. Well, you're going to do a song for us that's one of my favorites. You just did a video for it called Sweet Bird. Can you tell us a little bit about the video and then the song?
Yeah. The video turned into a collaboration with a good friend of mine who's started out as a children's book illustrator, and now he's kind of branched out into the digital painting world, and he was doing birds, backyard birds. And so when I came to do this video, I thought it would be really fun to have him paint at the same time and bring that bird to life, which turned out to be a female cardinal, which mm-hmm. is our favorite. And then I was writing the song. So it's the video then is the juxtaposition of the two kind of coming to life. And it's my love song to those birds that sang in the early morning hours, encouraging me to go on during a really difficult time in my life.
Okay. Well, let's hear the song.
All right. Sweet bird. Sweet bird, sing your song, sweet bird. Sweet bird, you need no words, sweet bird. Songs of darkness, songs of dawn, inviting us to carry on, wake the world. Sweet bird, sweet bird. Sing to me, sweet bird. Sweet bird, in your own key, sweet bird. You keep the night from closing in when our dreams are paper thin. Wake the world, sweet bird. Sometimes we lose our path. Sometimes you're all we have. Sweet bird, sing your song, sweet bird. Sweet bird, you need no words, sweet bird. Speak to us after rain, announce the light will come again, tell the world, sweet bird. Sweet bird, sing to me, sweet bird, in your own key, sweet bird. You keep the night from closing in when our dreams are paper thin. Upon your perch above our plight, your gentle song calls forth the light. Help me see. Sweet bird, sing to me, sweet bird. Delight us all, repeat your call, reveal to all, insistent after all. Sweet bird, sing your song, sweet bird. Sweet bird, you need no words, sweet bird. Songs of darkness, songs of dawn, inviting us to carry on, wake the world. Sweet bird, sweet, sweet bird. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Sweet, sweet bird.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So what album is that on? You've released like 5 albums. So you've been very prolific in the short time that you've been a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, that was the second to last. So called Say My Name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which we did a promo campaign for. And
yeah.
And then right now we're playing tunes from Grey Matter. Mm-hmm. And then so we're going to be doing even another one with you soon, I think, is what you said. So,
absolutely.
Great. So I appreciate all your support on KC Cafe Radio.
Well, and I appreciate yours. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. So most of your CDs you've been doing in Nashville.
Did 3 in Nashville and 2 here in Kansas City.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So what do you find is the greatest difference between doing the CDs and...
Part of it is reflects an evolution of myself as an artist. So when I first did my first 3 in Nashville, used session musicians there, and I just sang. I guess I played violin on maybe the 3rd one that I did, but decided that it would be kind of the next step to co-produce the albums here in Kansas City, and I was playing mm-hmm. a lot with Jimmy Dykes. So he's my co-producer, and just decided, you know, and I played guitar on all those songs and played violin on them as well, and So it's kind of nice to do it close to home. And then the folks that are playing on there, they have more of an investment in your, you know, it's possible for them to, mm-hmm. to play with you. So, yeah, it gives kind of a, there are a lot of reasons to do it here. And did it at Weights and Measures Sound Lab with mm-hmm. Dwayne
Trower.
Place, yeah. Yeah. Love doing that.
Yeah. So you got back in the summer, I think, American Songwriter. You were an honorable mention for your song Messy Girl.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in giving them your song? How does that work?
They have a contest every time their magazine comes out, which is it's bimonthly. So mm-hmm. They do a song contest each time, lyric contest. Mm-hmm. So it's just lyrics. So you only send in lyrics. They don't want to hear the song. So just stand alone. So you send them in, and I can't remember if it's $15 a song or so. Mm-hmm. And you send them in, and I don't know how many hundreds of folks are out there doing the same thing, but
it's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, I think so. And so I think they have, you know, maybe first, second, third, maybe fourth place, and then they do some honorable mentions. So mm-hmm. I was really obviously honored to be.
Yeah, that
one
was
of
very
those.
Cool. I remember when I was looking at the because I get the magazine, I subscribe to it, and I was going, Joyce. I was really excited for you.
Thank you.
And then you've also been really successful with the Walnut Valley Song Festival.
Yeah. That's been a really exciting part of my life, you know, being a relatively new songwriter. And so I think I got honorable mention the first year, and I think I've gotten to play 4 years. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really great. Mm-hmm. So your next song you're going to do is No Shortcut to Love. Which CD is that one on?
That's on Say My Name as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me a little bit about that song before you play it?
That one, I think in some ways, I feel like it sort of reflects my age, where, you know, you don't get to be this age without learning a few things. So I thought, well, let me do kind of a blues-ish kind of song and throw in some life lessons. So I would say that's kind of the genesis of this one. So
great.
No Shortcut to Love. Cut to love, no easy sailing above, no dive that's too deep, no thrill that's too cheap. There's no hiding your wounds, no way to capture the moon, no fork in the road with U-turns, no ripples that do not return. There's no existing alone, no lies that don't grow, no bypassing pain. With each loss and each gain, there's no limit to sound, no boundary beyond, no challenge like trying to forgive, no straight line when life is well lived. With no shortcut to love, there's no shortcut to love, there's no shortcut to love. You'll find no shortcut. In the end, can't forget we were friends. No way to know when you start. Evolving's rough on your heart. No cheating the clock as it flies. This web's more tangled than we realize. Life's a grand improvise. With no shortcut to love, there's no shortcut. Shortcut to love, you'll find no shortcut to love.
Great tune.
Thank you.
Joy Zimmerman, everybody. Her website is joyzimmermanmusic.com, and you can get all of her 5 CDs there on the website. And find out more about Joy and where she's going to be playing and what else she's doing in her life.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Joy, for coming by and talking with us today on KCAFE Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. You guys have a great folk festival.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
Thanks.